them, they are about to enter Eretz Yisroel. Rava here refers for an exile, a different exile.
A different exile?
The previous pasuk.
Well, that's the whole parak. The whole parak, starting with, look, going back to the beginning of parak Lamed. The beginning of parak Lamed over here is Voyaki, Voylech, Ladom, Voylev, Abram, Voylech, Savashil, Vecha. Okay, so you're in Exile of Shah, okay. Then you said Pasuk Gimel, right? Pasuk Gimel is going to be a return. Pasuk Dalet, okay.
It's from exile, from the end of the heavens.
Okay,
they are about on the border with Israel.
Okay, no, but all of this is part of the return. All of these psukim appear to be part of the geula. Pasuk Gimel, when the parak begins, parak lamed pasuk aleph, it appears that we are describing the Jewish people currently in a state of exile in Golus. We're in Golus. Paraglam begins to speak to Klal Yisrael while they are in Golus. We're in Golus, and while we are in Golus, we reflect upon the bracha and the klala, and then v'shafto, the pasuk predicts that we will do teshuva. V'shafto, you will return ad Hashem Elokecha v'shmata b'koloi k'chol asher nochi mitzavcha yom atu v'necho v'chol lovav v'chol nafshecha, and then Hashem will begin the process of geula, and the process of geula has many parts. First, it says v'shav Hashem Elokecha eshavuscha v'richa mecha, and unlike the pshat, that means v'shav Hashem will grant us peace, tranquility. Then there's going to be the mobilization, v'shav, he will gather us, v'kibetzcha m'chol ha'masher efitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. And then it goes on to say this may appear to be very difficult for Hashem to mobilize us and to gather us, because we're not going to be in one location, we are going to be scattered throughout the entire world. Don't worry, Hashem says, even you think it's so hard for me to gather you from the entire world, don't worry. Even, Pasuk Dal, even if im yiyah nidachacha b'kzeh ha-shamayim, don't worry, I'll find you. Misham yikabetzcha, Hashem lokecha, misham yikochecha, and I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So I think it fits, everything here fits. The beginning of the
parak... Yeah, but it seems to be like this is a prediction as we will be dispersed to the...
Yes, it is a prophecy that we will be dispersed. Absolutely, yes. It's like, yeah, absolutely. The parak lamed begins by describing a reality that we are dispersed throughout the entire world, and the point in time will come when we will acknowledge that we have been blessed and cursed. There has been blessing, baruch, and there's been klala. And we're going to reflect upon this. And when we reflect upon this, we're going to do teshuva. And when we do teshuva, Hashem is then going to begin the process of kibbutz golios. And in kibbutz golios, we may think that it may be too difficult for Hashem to accomplish, because we're going to be scattered throughout the entire world. In response, the pasuk says, even if it may be true that you may be dispersed throughout the entire world, it's not a problem. Hashem will still come in and bring it about. In yiye nidachacha b'kzeh ha-shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem olecha, misham yikochecha. Yaviacha, Hashem olecha la'aret, asher yoshev secha v'yushta, v'hirbecha, v'hirbecha, v'hitivecha, v'hirbecha, v'avosecha. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Okay, is that clear, Blazer?
Yes, it's very
That's
how I...
Yeah, it's a prediction. It's a prediction that this is going to be the state of affairs. And it could not be more true. Look, we're now at the end of history. End of history, 1,953 years, and here we are in Golis. It is beyond a shadow of a doubt that people are scattered throughout the entire world. And there's probably even a Jew on the space station. I don't know, are there Jews on the space station? They could say HaShemayim. They could say HaShemayim. I mean, remember he went up the Challenger. I don't remember which one it was. He was killed.
Yeah.
He brought a Sefer Torah with him into Shemayim. He brought a Sefer Torah. Pretty scary, huh? He brought a Sefer Torah. I forget. He worked. He was one of the Israeli astronaut.
Yeah.
Hashem will somehow bring us back. And now comes Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav is a very famous pasuk. It talks about circumcision. And this, in fact, is one of the pasukim which Chazal used to discuss the topic. Where is the location of Bris Milah? is the location of Bris Milah where we do Bris Milah. Maybe the location of Bris Milah is on our ears. Maybe it's on our heart. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavecha. Hashem will circumcise your heart. V'yes levav zarecha, the heart of your children, la'ahava, to love es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, b'chol your heart, b'chol nafshu, b'chol leman chayecha. So what does this mean? There is no Rashi. Targum says, umol, what's the translation of the word umol? V'yadei. And what does that word mean? V'yadei. V'yadei. The Osir, in the commentator, he says the word viadei means to remove. To remove viadei, it is a I don't know Aramaic word. Okay, targum. Hashem elokoch yos tafshus libach. Wow. So he adds a word into the pasuk. This is what we learned. This is what we learned. This unkelus. Okay, we're learning unkelus just for this. You have to, you know, find why we're learning this shir. Otherwise, we never ever touch these things, have any appreciation in these few minutes we learn together. Hashem will remove the taf shos libach, the foolishness of the heart. Umol means to take away an appendage, to take away something that doesn't belong there. So when we do circumcision, there is a foreskin that covers the aver, which the purpose of the circumcision is to remove this foreskin. That's called the tafshus. So over here, when it says that Hashem is going to do a circumcision on the heart, what is Hashem going to take away in the heart? Cholesterol? Hopefully. But it means the foolishness. There's a foolish element that's lingering in the heart. The tafshus libach. Let's see over here. I'm real. The tafshus libach, the yos tafshus libach divnach, the foolishness in the heart of your children. And then it says lemircham taf pity yos Hashem elokach b'chol libach, taf pity, Hashem will have pity. I'm sorry. Lemircham, so that we love. The word lemircham means that we love. Yos Hashem elokach b'chol libach, with all of your heart. Uvichol nafshach bedil sodat chayach, so that you live. Okay, let me see over here. Read the commentator. V'yadei means v'yosir. Chayin targum le'el umbaltem es orlas levavchem v'sadun, to remove yos tafshus lebuchayim, the foolishness. Ein mashakosav tafshus kimo amila tipish, like a fool, a tipish, a fool. Yesh mefarsh yesh lashayim. Yesh loshen shemakar hamila miloshen shuman is fat. Okay, kolosh nakosta tofash kachalev liba hu yaksil shluva shomei nikra tipesh. Yesh lofarsh alpi mash amu ein adam. Let me see. Ein adam. Oyder aver elam ki nichnas baruch shtus. All right, so we're saying two different ideas. What he wants is a tipush. What does it mean, a tipush? If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam, the Dalit Banim, there's the Chacham, okay, there's the wise man, there's the Rasha, and there is the She'eni Lishol, and the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, does not have the Tam. The Rambam has a tipush, a fool, a tipush. So there's a Rasha, a Chacham, a She'eni Lishol, and a tipish. So what is a tipish? A tipish, now today it has a very, very bad connotation. In our language, when you call someone a tipish, it's a declaration of war. Okay, you call someone a tipish, you're finished, that's it. The guy will hate you for the rest of your life. But it seems that it's not really what it means. In the real meaning of the word, the way it was used in the time of Chazal and the Torah, it doesn't mean an idiot. It means, I don't know, it doesn't mean, it's not as bad. Like, I guess what we call a tam. A tam means, you know, a simple guy, naive. Someone who's naive. It's not, in our language, a tibish means he's a fool. He's an idiot, fool. It doesn't really mean that. It means that he's naive. He's naive. There's a very big difference being naive and being a fool. A A person who's naive, you can train him, you can teach him to be smart. You reveal to him what's really going on in the world, and you train him. A tippish, the way we refer to a tippish, you can't make a fool smart. A person who's what we call a fool, there's nothing you can do. That's the way Hashem made him. That's the way he was. That's the way he's going to be. He lacks intelligence. A tam doesn't lack intelligence. It's just he doesn't have experience. He doesn't have experience of what goes on out there. So he makes assumptions based on the lack of experience. That is called a tam, and that's what the Torah calls a tippish, which means he has fat covering his receptors. So when you take away the fat, now everything works properly. It's like I once saw this film about an airplane. This airplane, high-tech airplane, started doing strange things in the sky. And the plane nearly crashed. What was the problem? Very simple. That it was a freezing cold day, and when they de-iced the plane, they did not de-ice the plane, there were certain sensors on the front of the plane that were not de-iced. So it was covered in ice, and it was not sensing the altitude. It was not sensing that the direction. There were certain sensors that were just covered with ice. And if you take off the ice, then the plane will work perfectly. So too, a person has sensors. Person's sensors are sometimes clogged with fat. When you take off the fat, then everything works properly. That's what he says. Well, tibush comes from a world where it's covered with fat. All right. But the Targum over here is saying a very interesting idea. Umol Hashem lukech es levav. Hashem will circumcise the tipshus, the tafshus libach. Okay? It was worth it to come to the shir tonight just for this. Never appreciated this Targum. Never knew it existed. That Hashem will circumcise. The word mol means to the yadid, is to remove the fat of your heart, the fat of your children's heart. And you will then come to love Hashem. When you remove the fat on the heart, then a person will come to love Hashem, will love Hashem with all of his heart, all of his soul, l'man chayecha, in order that he live a long, prosperous life. I'll let you the next pasuk. V'nosan pasuk zayin. V'nosan Hashem elokecha eis kol ha'olah so'ila al oyevecha v'al soyne'echa asher ridofucha. Hashem will put all of these curses upon your enemy. Okay, we have two different types of enemies. We have an oyev and a soine. An oyev and a soine, asher which ridofucho, that pursue you. Let's look over here what it says in Rashi, Pasuk Zayin. No, there's no Rashi over here either. Let's see the Targum. V'yitein Hashem elokoch yoskol livotaya. Okay, livotaya is a curse. Okay, is a curse. Hoylein al balei divavach, on the people that you fight with, the al sonach. So here we have a very good dirad fuch that pursue you. Targum is telling us a very nice yisoid. He's telling us that an oyev is someone divavach. Divavach means to quarrel, which would seem that he actually engages with you. When it says soin echa, he says sanatun has hate for you. It would sound like from the words of Unkelus that an oyev is worse than a soine, because an oyev actually engages you. He attacks you. Divavach, he quarrels with you. He argues with you. He disrupts you. Someone who hates you, it doesn't say in the word, in the way the Targum translates a soine, that he actually does something, actually engages you in an activity. It doesn't say that. Let me see over here what it says in the Targum. The Targum over here says, the Baal Etivavach, Lodas Unkulis, Oyivecha, the Mikra, Heim, Ham, Ham, Hamik, Hame. I'm reading over here from the commentator. Heim, Ham, Nakitim, Bepeh, Visoinecha, Heim, Hasoinim, Belev. Okay, like I said, an Oyev Now he says devavach means someone that words, someone that argues with you, with dibur, with dibur. He speaks to you harshly. He says things to you that are not proper. And a soine is someone that hates you in your heart. The ef shel lefarish aydecha hasoinim b'leiv shederecha mikol yos moisef aylech. To be moisef the im yanshu hasoinim b'leiv. You can't go say that it means someone who okay, so say over here, this has to be the pshat. It has to be the pshat. That the word oyvecha, let's review. According to Unkelus, here's a very nice principle. An oyev is someone who hates you and expresses the hate with dibur. A soine is someone who hates you in their heart and has never demonstrated the hatred outwardly, not with speech, writing, and action. And the pasuk over here is always coming to tell you to be moisef v'holech. Not only will Hashem eliminate the wicked people who hate you openly, Hashem will also eliminate the people who hate you secretly. It's a big chiddush. It goes without saying that Hashem is going to eliminate those people who hate you and have demonstrated their hate by speaking out against you, either in speech, in writing, in deed. But Hashem will even eliminate and wipe out the enemies that hate you secretly, only in their heart. So therefore, the word oyvecha, according to Targum, means a hate in dibur, and soinecha is hate in the heart. Okay, then the end it says over here, and asher ridafucha, they pursue you. What does that mean? Asher ridafucha. Okay, fine. Nothing here, fine. Next, let's go further. Pasuches. The atos, so you will return. The shomata, because Hashem, you will listen to the voice of Hashem. The asisa es mitzvah, shonochi mitzvah, hayom, you will do teshuvah, and you will listen to the voice of Hashem, and you will do all of his commandments, which I have commanded you today, hayom, today. There is no Rashi on this. Tag over here says, Pasuches. The Targum says, the at and you to su will return usakabel lememra da Hashem. You will accept the word of Hashem. The Savedios kol piko dohi, all of the commandments, da no mifakeid loch, that I command you, yoima dein today. Okay, commentator, on this pasuk ches, there is none. He is silent. So that means we go to pasuk tes. V'yosircha Hashem lokecha b'chol ma'ase yodecha. Hashem will be hosircha. Now, what does that mean, hosircha? What's the word hosircha mean? I don't know. There's no Rashi. Pasuk test, let's see the Targum, v'yos rinoch. And what does that mean? V'yos rinoch, over here in the commentator, it says, l'shon yisroin v'hadofa, extra. D'loike Targum, Yonis ben Uziel, v'ibn Ezra, sheperishu, v'hosircha l'shon shiram, to leave over. Okay, sing over here. There are two translations for this word. V'yosircha, Hashem will give you extra. Like yoser, more than what you deserve. V'yosircha, Hashem will give you extra. B'chol ma'aseh yadecha, in all of your actions. B'fri v'tnecha, children. U'v'fri v'hentecha, animals. Over free ad mascha produce litoiva, ki yoshuv Hashem, because Hashem will return, losus olecha litoiv, to rejoice over you for good, kasher sos alavizecha, just as he rejoiced over your ancestors. So according to the Targum, which really is the only translation over here on this pasuk, and the way he translates it over here in the commentator, it means that Hashem will give you more than what you deserve. Person came into this, yeah.
Arshva says, abandoned in your handwork.
Abundant? Abundant?
Yeah.
Much.
Hashem will make you abandoned in your handiwork.
Your handiwork. Okay, abundant, which is not exactly... Okay, but I don't know. Okay, it's similar. Okay, according to what he's saying, it's not just abundant. Abundant means a lot. It means more than what was meant to be. Yoiser. Yoiser means, I guess it means you come into this world, it was Basher that a person should have 5 children. And guess what? He has 10 children. A person was only supposed to have in the bank $100,000. And now he has in the bank $1 million. How did it get there? The government just put it there. You wish. What happened to our people? They disappeared over here. I guess the government shut them out.
Yes. Went for Marv.
You went for Marv? Okay, could be. Okay, it means more. V'chaysircha means yoiser. Yisroin. Okay, yisroin, extra, more than you deserve. Okay, abundant. Abundance also, I guess, the same idea. Abundant. Okay, so the whole thing of here is, listen, the yoisrina chashem otach v'chol uvodei yodach, all the work of your hand, bevaldo dimoch. Okay, the children of your beten. What's dimoch mean? I guess dimoch means of your womb. Okay, we have to see what he says over here. Let's see, okay. And what else? Uvevlado divi'irach of your animals. Uvi'ibo da'arach, and the produce of the land. Litava. Aray, because Yisuv Hashem le'michdei alach. Hashem has returned to rejoice over you. Litav for good. Kimo, just like Dachdi, he rejoiced. Dachdi al avahasach, over your ancestors. Over here in the commentator it says, the yoitzri nach loshon yisrael vadafa, the lucky term given is yisrael vadafa, loshon shirayim. There's another psha, which I don't know what he means over there. I match kasa, I don't know what he means. Uvodei, targab loshon rabim. Okay, I don't like that stuff. That's it. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. There's no rashis here. Pasuk yud, ki sishma. And by the way, this Pasuk Tes charges upon the Teichacha. Because basically it says the same expression, it says that same Pasuk in the Teichacha, in the negative way. That Hashem is going to cause your enemies to rejoice over you. Instead, let me go back to Parashas Kisavar. Go back to Kaddish, it's a very powerful Pasuk Samach Gimel. Look at Pasuk Samach Gimel, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Samach Gimel. V'hoya, it will be, Ka'asher Sos Hashem Aleichem, Lehitiv Eschem, just as Hashem rejoiced over you, Lehitiv Eschem, to do good to you, Ulaharbois Eschem, Kain so to, Yosis Hashem Aleichem, Lehavid Eschem, Ulahashmin Eschem, Nisachtem, Me'al ha'adamo ha'sha'ato v'asham b'lo rishtar. It's in Perek Chav Ches. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Samach Gimel. See, there it says also, there, just like Hashem was sas, rejoice alechem to do good to you, u'laharbos eschem. So Hashem is going to cause your enemies to rejoice over you. And the Rashi explains, Ken yos Hashem es oyveichem alechem. Hashem is going to cause your enemies to rejoice over you, lahavid, to destroy you. So now over here it says in Pasuk Yud, that keys, when it says over here in Pasuk Tes, it says, V'yisir Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'aseidech, b'fri vitecha, b'fri v'hemtecha, b'fri admosecha, l'toivot, ki yashuv Hashem losus, olech Hashem will return to rejoice over you, l'toiv, kasher sos al v'secha, just as he rejoiced over your ancestors. All right, that's Pasuk Yud. Let's see here in the Targum. Arei sekabel lememor da Hashem l'kach. When you will accept the words of Hashem l'kach, limitar. Limitar means to guard. Pi kodohi the mitzvahs. Uki yomohi. Okay, the mitzvahs and the commandments. The chukim, he always translates uki yomohi. Dichsivin that are written b'sfar erai sodin in this book. Arei because tesuv ledach l'sa Hashem l'kach, you will return to fear. Okay, this is what the Targum does is very often. The Targum, whenever it says Hashem, he always comes to create this gap. He always creates a gap between man and Hashem. Don't think you're Hashem's buddy. And Hashem, and he makes a gap. And the gap he makes over here is, when it says here in the Pasuk, it says, Ki soshuv, you will return el Hashem elokach. What does it mean you're going to return to Hashem? There's no such thing as man coming to Hashem. Hashem is infinite. So the Targum, that's a classic idea. He always does this. Hare tesuv, you will return ledach lisa, to fear. You will return to fear. He adds that word into the pasuk, the Hashem elokach b'chol libach u'b'chol nafshach. Okay, let's look at the commentator, pasuk yud. Dichsivin loshon achizkuni hakesuvahi loshon rabbis and the kevois. All right, he's going into grammar here. Hebrew and I'm going to the loshon rabbim mischab. Okay, this we're not going to do. Fine. Every time the commentator loves to analyze the term, the tense. Masculine or feminine, singular and plural, and always takes note that the Targum very often breaks the rules. When the Pasuk is written Lashon Zohar, the Targum will translate Lashon Nekeva, or vice versa. And sometimes when the Pasuk is written Lashon Yachid, the Targum will translate Lashon Nekeva, and sometimes vice versa. Those two things he dwells on a lot. If you take out all that stuff from this book, you have a very small Sefer. And that stuff over here does not appeal to me. It just doesn't. What can I tell you? It doesn't appeal to me. I like all the other stuff that he has to say. When he tells you ideas and concepts, but he goes through this, I guess, you know, that's what he's trying to do. And certainly there's enormous depth and understanding in what the Targum is doing, but that's not what we're doing.
What's your problem? When he calls a girl and he gets upset to?
Where did you come from? All of a sudden you disappeared. All of a sudden you come back just for this. Where'd you go? You went to my...
I fell in the middle of a joke. It got disconnected. And now I came back. I heard you attacking the Targum because he differentiates between boys and girls.
No, he completely violates the rules. He completely mixes them up. That's what he does here. This
right. That's right. All the rules. When it comes to boys and girls, you have to violate the rules.
70% of the comments in this incredible set called Ma'at Sari is analyzing why the Targum violates the laws of plural and positive, singular and plural, and masculine and feminine. He violates
masculine and feminine,
and singular and plural. So all that stuff,
he must have a reason.
I cut out. I don't even try to understand what he's trying to say. Because the few minutes that we have, we learn together. We're not going to spend on that. We learn the other things. Okay, Pasuk.
He must have a reason for it.
For sure, there's a reason. For sure, he must have on this. He explains. He tries to explain. Sometimes it's better than others, but he tries to explain. Now you go to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki a mitzvah hazeh. This is a very nice, but a very beautiful pasuk. Lo niflais, ask this to Tamari. Ask her where this pasuk is. See if she knows this pasuk on the spot. This is one of the more beautiful psukim in the Torah. Ki amitzvah zois hashanochim mitzavcha hayom lo niflais hi mimcha v'lo irichaykahi. It's not
after the seven, no?
Oh, what are we learning now? Excuse me. Yeah. We're learning the Tzavim. Are we not learning the Tzavim over here? Okay, Perek Lamed.
Right.
Lamed 30:11. See if she tells you 30:11.
Well, the Tzavim is easy for her because it's her brother's bar mitzvah parsha.
Ooh. Only the Tzavim, the Tzavim Vayelech. One parsha.
So she knows that.
Ki a mitzvah hazoyis lo, asher nochi mitzvah hayom lo, niflesi mimuchav lo rechoyke. It's not nifles and it's not rechoyke. What is the difference between the word niflase and the word rechoyke? Rashi, pasuk yud aleph, lo niflesi mimuchav lo mechuse. Rashi translates the word niflase as covered. It is not covered up. Okay, lo mechuse mimuchav, kimoy shenemar. How do you know? How do you know the word niflase means to cover? So Rashi is doing something over here very sneaky, and he says, I'll prove it to you from the Targum, but not from the Targum in this Pasuk. What is Rashi doing over here? You want to know what it means, so go look at the Targum on this Pasuk. No. Don't confuse me with the facts. the translation of the word neflace, the Targum, but not here. Let's go to Parshas Nosoi, way back in the Torah. It's a shocking thing to do. Rashi is writing a sefer on Targum, and he's telling you the translation, and he's arguing on the Targum with the Targum. He's doing something very bizarre here. You want to know what it means? So go look at the Targum over here in this pasuk. What are you going to the Targum? Going to the Targum in Parshas Nosoi. Ki yipolei mimcha adover. Not in Nosoi. Back in pasuk Perek Yud Zayin. Ki yipolei, which means if it's too difficult. There the Targum said, v'targum are yiskasei. If you have a question, a halachic dilemma, and you don't know what the answer is. So what do? You go v'kamta v'yalisa l'makom ha'shayiv ha'shem l'kech l'shakein shem ha'sham. You go to the Supreme Court of the Jewish people, into the Lishkas HaGozes. So ki yipolei mimcha dover, bein dom l'dom, bein din l'din, bein dom l'dom, bein nega l'nega. You don't know what the halacha is. You live in a little shtetl. You live in America, and you have a difficulty, and you don't know. And you don't know what the answer is, what the halacha is. The targumol are yiska seif. It's covered. It is concealed. The halacha is hidden from you. Another example. Vatered piloim. This is an eicha. The Jewish people, they descended piloim. What does that mean? There the targum says vatered bimat. Mo ni bimat mo niyus mechuse chavusha beti mon. They descended into a place of hiddenness. They were like a matmoin is a treasure. Is like you dig for treasures. You go on a treasure hunt. You dig into the depths of the earth to find the treasures. You descended into a concealed location, which would mean that you the earth swallowed you up. No one knows about the Jewish people. No one cares about them. They have been covered. They've been covered over. They're not important. They're hidden. Okay, so we have over here, Rashi over here says, it's not concealed. It's not a book that is impossible to comprehend, and it's not distant. That's what it says in Rashi. Now you can bet if Rashi is making a comment, he's coming to disagree with what the Targum says. And indeed, the Targum says, says Arei. Tafked tod chado, this mitzvah, danom mifaked loch, yoimo din, that I commend you today, lo miforshohi minoch, the lo rachikohi. Okay, the second expression, it's not distant, but the first expression, lo miforshohi, what does that word mean, miforshohi? I don't know what that word means, so let's look over here, the commentator. Commentator is a nice entry, lo miforshoh l'shoim. Hafrodova havdala, separated. So we have here a machloikis between, we never had something like this before. All the time we were learning the shir for 3 years, 3-4 years, we never had something like this. Is a shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu lazman hazeh. As such, we always thrive on making machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis, but we never had, that I can recall, where Rashi, in his method of coming to disagree with Unkelis, uses Unkelis against his own self. He attacks Unkelis with Unkelis. Never had that. He ignores Unkelis. Sometimes he says he's dead wrong. Sometimes he says Menachem. He just says, here he's attacking Unkelis with Unkelis. Unkelis here says the word means separated. It's muvdal. It's separated. It's not what Uncle, the Rashi says, it's not what it means. It means concealed, covered. There's a very big difference between separation and covering. Covering It's not separated from me, it's just covered. I'll take away the cover, it's in my control. Some that is covered, it's within your power to uncover it. Some that's separated, it's not in your power to remove the partition. I have no control. It's a much more powerful word, separation. So here in the commentator he says, Lashon Afrod Vavdol, Kibchein Perish Rashi Bi Mishmos, Ayin Le'el, Mashkosham, Uvitangiz and Uzil, Rashi Khan, Perishu. Over here the commentator says that, and indeed Rashi disagrees. Mechusa, the Ein Zeh Perish, then he goes, the Ein Zeh Perish Ach, El Kimosha Kos Maral, Shirke Perish Shalosh Naflah, Pafrosha, Kimosha Tirik Munkulis, Roshna Kosov, Kipot Mother, El Shem Acha, Shum Nemal Pafrosha. I mean, we're calling over here, Nemagam. Sorry? Yes, of course. Open the refrigerator. It's here. Now it's on the floor. It's on the floor. It's not cold. Okay. I don't know. He wants over here to see. He's trying over here to say that Rashi and Unkelus don't really argue. Which is not any fun. There's no fun in saying that they don't argue. And if they didn't really argue, then we know a principle that Rashi would not comment. If Rashi agreed with Unkelus, Rashi would not bother to comment. That is something that is given. I mean, after learning this stuff all this time, I mean, that is aleph beis in learning Unkelus and Rashi. If he agrees, he doesn't make a comment. I tell this to very big talmidei chacham, they look at me like I'm crazy. I tell them that Unkelus wrote a sefer on, Rashi wrote a sefer on Unkelus. Let me ask this kid over here. Here we got a kid over here. What's your name? What's your name?
Yehuda,
what's your last name? Fruchthandler. Who's your father? I've been Yom and Fruchtan. I know his father very well. Okay, let me guess. You learn Yeshiva Chumash Rashi?
Yeah.
When Rashi wrote a Sefer, what was the Sefer written on?
Chumash.
On Chumash. Did you ever hear such an idea that Rashi really wrote a Sefer on Unkelus?
No.
Never heard of such a thing. Okay, maybe you could ask your Rebbe. Yeah. Can you tell your Rebbe that you came to Shul, he was a crazy guy that was learning over here, and he told you, Rashi really didn't write a sefer on Chumash. She wrote a sefer on Unkelus. Who's your Rebbe?
A woman.
Valkyria?
Yeah.
Okay. His Rebbe is probably from the biggest experts on Kriya Satoyer. A Valkyria mumcha like you never heard. Rebbe Yudi Woman. Yehuda Woman?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you ask your Rebbe that question? Tell me, there's a crazy guy here, and he said that Rashi wrote a sefer on Unkelus. He didn't write a sefer on Chumash. Okay? And to ask him, we asked him, what does he say? Is there any truth to that?
Okay,
you'll ask him?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll tell me what he says, okay? Okay, I'm going to find out. I know his Rebbe. I know who his Rebbe is. I ask his Rebbe thing. I ask every woman, every once in a while when I see him, I ask him questions about Kriya Satoira. Because he is an incredible, unbelievable Valkyrie. He's the Valkyrie in Chesed Berlin.
His brother is by us in Kingsway.
His brother by in Kingsway? Could be.
Yeah.
I remember his father. When I was a little kid, yeah. Chaim Berlin, his father was the Baal Tokea. Rav
yes.
Shmuel was a very nice man. Rav Shmuel Wolman.
Yeah.
He's a very nice person. Rav Shmuel Wolman, a very gentle person. He passed away. His wife passed away. I used to sit next to him in the new building. He was the Baal Tokea. Problem was, they fired him. They didn't fire him. They told him, the time has come for you, because he couldn't blow. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva would go, and the Rosh Yeshiva, he passed away this year, so the Rosh Yeshiva would go, the Rosh Chaim Rosh Yeshiva, I'll never hear this my whole life again. When he did the news, to keep, life. Rav Aaron was very into tekiyas. Rav Aaron Shachter was very into tekiyas. Tekiya. Shorin Tidua. He had a whole nigun. It was a whole. He hasn't done it in years. Even when he did it, the last year he didn't do it. 2 years ago, I don't know. Years ago, he was already very shvach. He wasn't well. So I don't even know. It was, they put him up to the chleis. But he did it. He did it. And Wolman. Couldn't get it out. Mamash, he could not get out of the tekiyas. And people got annoyed. And he didn't want to step down because he'd been doing this his whole life, you know? But he was very old, he couldn't do it anymore. But he didn't want to step down. They pushed him out. He was also the Baal Kriya. He was also the Baal Kriya. You know what happened? He came to a Pasuk, he didn't remember. Can you imagine if I would do this, why they would kill me? He comes to a Pasuk, and he doesn't remember the trap. So he stops, and he thinks. He would think, like for a minute. Oh, like now that, I remember.
Like that semaphore.
So, you know, he wasn't senile. He wasn't senile. He just...
No. There is a senator, the Republican, which stops in the middle of talking. Now, the McConnell.
What?
The Meturgamon,
right. So they basically, they pushed him out. And who did they replace him with? You can't... His son. Oh, his son. Oh, so that you can't have time, his son. And now you know what's so funny? This woman, his son is now probably like in his 20s, got married. He's also Baal Kriya, but he sounds just like his father. See, the son, Yuri woman, doesn't sound like a Shmuel woman. Does not sound like him. But Yuri woman's son sounds just like his own father. All right, let's see what he says. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for coming. Have a good night.
I don't know, maybe